Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and today we're going to talk about a concept that is quite near and dear to my heart, and that is body positivity. Now, I wanted to make a weight loss file, but this is not going to be a traditional weight loss file. This is all about body positivity, acceptance, and treating your body kindly. You see, typical weight loss files will tell you, like, you will lose weight, you will eat healthy food, but of course we all know that if you focus too intently on something, sometimes it becomes overly stressful, your mind just breaks down and you go back into your traditional patterns of eating. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to focus on body positivity, which is treating your body with kindness, treating your body with love, and treating it nicely, which means that fueling it, you know, with enough sleep, with enough water, with enough nutrition, but of course treating it from time to time because that's important. So if this is something that you'd like to experience, that you would like to do for yourself, then find a nice comfortable position where you won't be disturbed for the next few moments. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in and out. That's right, in and out. Let's begin. So what I'm going to do with you today is we're going to have a little discussion, but before we do, I want you to do something for me. I want you to listen to me as I count down from 10 to 1. Now, as I count down from 10 to 1, I want you to do something for me. I want you to, on every even number, open those eyes of yours. That's right, those eyes, open them on every even number. And with every odd number, I want you to close them again like they are right now, like they're closed right now. And I want you to focus on the feeling in your eyelids. I want you to focus on the feeling of relaxation in your eyelids every time you open them and then close them again. That's right, open them and then close them again. And each and every single time you open those eyes and then close those eyes, you can just imagine and feel that relaxation dripping from your eyelids, moving down your entire body. As you take a nice deep breath in, 10, open those eyes, breathe out. That's right. 9, close those eyes. And as you do, you can focus on the relaxation, you can focus on the feeling of your eyelids right now, while they're closed, while they're relaxed, while they're just peacefully shut. That's right, so easy just to close those eyes. With 8, open those eyes. And take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, 7, close those eyes. That's right, close those eyes and focus on the relaxation, focus on that feeling. Knowing that with each and every single number I count, you can just imagine those eyes becoming more and more relaxed, more and more calm, more and more peaceful. Those eyes open with 6, that's right, open those eyes, and 5, close those eyes. That's right, each and every single number, making those eyes heavier and heavier, droopier and droopier, drowsier and drowsier as you just relax into that feeling in your eyelids. That's right, relax into that feeling in your eyelids as it just travels throughout your entire body. That's right, it almost like it sends a wave of relaxation, starting with your eyes and moving all the way down your entire body until it touches each and every single toe. That's right, the tip of each and every single toe. That's right. That's right. As we say 4, open those eyes. That's right. And you can already feel it, how hard it is to open those eyes with each and every single even number, and that's okay. It's okay if your eyes get so heavy, droopy, drowsy that you just want to keep them closed, and that's alright to close those eyes with 3. As you close them down, that's right. As you find that wave of relaxation, doubling, tripling, quadrupling with each and every single number I count. As you open those eyes with 2, that's right, knowing on the next number. On the next number, you'll be allowed to close those eyes and keep them shut. Close those eyes and keep them shut as a wave of relaxation washes all over you with 1 and close those eyes. That's right, close those eyes down tightly. That's right, and it's so easy just to keep them closed. As you listen to the sound of my voice, that's right, as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you follow my words, as you continue relaxing, because that's all you need to do now, all you need to focus on. It's relaxing and feeling the wave after wave after wave of relaxation flooding your body, flooding your mind as it just takes you deeper down. That's right, with each and every second that passes, with each and every single word that I say, and with each and every sound you hear, you can just find yourself relaxing even deeper down now. That's right, as you continue to breathe nice and deeply, as you continue to relax. And now we're going to have a little conversation about kindness, about treating your body with kindness. Okay, So we're going to take you somewhere that might be a little bit uncomfortable. But you know, and I know, that you are safe here. And that this is a place where you can just enjoy yourself, okay? So no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, know that with each and every second that passes, you feel safe here. You feel comfortable here. And you know that this is a place of no judgment, of no shame, no embarrassment. We all have flaws. We all have things that we don't like about ourselves. And that's okay. Because we're human after all. Nobody's perfect. Okay? And if at any time you feel uncomfortable to the point where you can't handle it anymore, which of course you won't, but if you do, of course you know that you can easily and effortlessly wake up. That's right, easily and effortlessly wake up. Take a breath and reassess the situation in your mind. Because the thing that's the most important here is that you are comfortable and you feel safe at all times. Okay, so what we're going to do is I want you to imagine yourself standing in front of a mirror. Just standing there looking at your reflection. I want you to look at each and every single part of you. Okay? Each and every single part of your body. That's right. And you might be standing there picking apart the flaws. And what you see is not okay with yourself. But that's not important right now. Because what is important is looking at the qualities of making you you. Because each and every single person has qualities inside them that make them themselves. So I want you to look down at your hand and notice that there is a whiteboard marker in it. And as you take open the lid of the whiteboard marker, you can just walk over to that mirror. And as you look at yourself, I want you to write down the words that describe you as a person. Now, these are words that are not going to be negative. They're going to be strength-based words. So things that you're particularly good at or strengths that are your own. Qualities that make you you. Those might be things like loyal friend, kind, compassionate, caring. Maybe you're really good at something like art or singing or sports. Whatever those things might be, as they come to your mind, you can just write them on the whiteboard. Those words of empowerment, those words of encouragement, knowing that you feel like you are your best self right now. Because even though you might look at yourself and see the physical imperfections, you and I both know that right now you are your best self. And we can always make improvements on that, but the inside doesn't often change. Okay? And I know sometimes we look at ourselves on the outside and we think about all of our outside shell and what makes us us on the outside, and that's all that matters, but we both know that what's important is on the inside. So as you write those words down, you can just look at them, you can just recognize those words and just feel them empowering you. That's right. And now as you look at those words, as you think about those words that make you you, those strengths, those qualities that you have that make you the amazing person that you are right now, you can just think about how would you want to treat such an amazing person like yourself. You might think about how you treat your friends and your family members, the other amazing people in your life, and how do you treat them? Do you treat them meanly? Are you mean and horrible to them? Do you call them names? Do you belittle them? No, of course not. Because they're people that you care about, people that you love. And now I want you, as you look in the mirror, as you look at those words, I want you to think about putting yourself in their position. Putting yourself in a position of somebody that you care about, that you love. And how would you treat that person? You treat them kindly, with respect. And that's exactly what you need to do for your own body. You need to treat yourself with kindness, with respect. And to respect your body is to give it all the things that it needs to function properly. Like proper food, nutrition, water, sleep, social times with friends, you know, spirituality if you need it. So that all of your needs are being met to the fullest. Because that is really important for you, is to make sure that all of your needs are met. Now, of course, this isn't to say that all the time you need to be 100%. Okay? Everybody has their bad days, perhaps even their bad weeks, where they just feel like they don't want to go out and do things. They don't want to exercise. They don't want to treat their body kindly. They don't want to eat the proper nutrition. And that's okay. It's okay to have those weeks, to have those days. But you know that at the end of that day, you can get out of bed, you can go out and exercise, and you can have the proper nutrition and treat your body kindly again. Because you and I both know exactly how you should treat people that you care for, that you love. and you need to make peace with your body. So this is all this is about, is just making peace with your body, knowing how to treat it kindly by giving it the proper nutrition, whatever that may be for you. Drinking lots of water, getting enough sleep, you know? Treating yourself occasionally, you know, practicing self-care and self-acceptance. So perhaps that's even something like looking in the mirror like you are right now, writing down all those qualities that you have inside you that make you you, that make you special, that make you unique, and saying, I am strong. I love and appreciate the body that I'm in. And I love and appreciate myself for who I am on the inside. Because remember, it's not always about what's on the outside. It's about treating yourself with love and respect. It's about treating yourself nicely, kindly, and fairly. And knowing that everybody has their bad days. Everybody has days when they don't feel like getting out of bed. And that's okay. But for you, you can know and understand that with every time that you have a bad day, you know, the next day, it's always different. You can always wake up with vitality, knowing that you can do this, that you can be the person that you want to be. And you can step into those qualities that make you you, that make you special. And you and I both know that you have the ability to treat your body kindly, to give yourself the proper food, the proper nutrition, drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, and doing all the things that you need to do to take care of yourself, to respect yourself, to love yourself. Because you are worthy, you are unique, and you have lots of qualities that make you an amazing person, inside and out. And you and I both know that the outside is not that important. Not as important as what's on the inside. And just like your friends and family members who you also treat with love and respect, you need to treat yourself with love and respect. And you know how to do that. You know how to do that. By giving yourself time for self-care. By giving yourself time for treats. But also time to have nutritious food fueling your body. To have all of your needs met. Your basic needs. Like nutrition. Like proper sleep. Like water. Like spiritual connections if you need those. Like social connections, because everybody needs those. And by taking care of your mental health. Through maybe mindfulness or relaxation or active relaxation, if that's what you're into. No matter how you decide to go about this, you know you have the tools inside of you to achieve your goals, to do exactly what you need to do, to make yourself happy and to live a happy, healthy, fulfilled life. So now, knowing these realizations, I want you to say a mantra to yourself. I want you, under your breath, to say, I am strong. That's right. I am a whole human being. I am confident in myself and my abilities. I love and accept myself. That's right. And each and every single time you feel like you're having a day where you feel like you're not in tune with your body and you're not in touch with yourself and you feel down and upset about maybe how you look that day or how you feel that day, you can just look at the mirror or close your eyes and say those words to yourself, remembering that you love yourself and you need to respect yourself just as much as you respect and love your friends and family around you. That's right, because you are important. You are important. Your needs are important. And your caring for your body is important. And now, with these realizations sinking into your mind, you can just find yourself waking up on the count of 10, feeling positive, feeling happy, feeling empowered, knowing that you have all the tools you need to make yourself the best person that you can be. Because you know that you already have the qualities inside of you. You already have everything you need to make this happen and to achieve your goals. And so, counting up on the count of 10, with each and every number I count, you can just find yourself feeling so revitalized, so refreshed, so full of energy, happy and content, remembering each and every single word on this file and taking on all the ideas that are beneficial for you. That's right. Taking on all the ideas that will be beneficial for you and that will add to your life and your livelihood. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, energy flooding your body with 6, 7, 8, feeling so happy and content, ready to go about your day, whatever you may have, with 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. Hi there, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this little self-care file, and I hope that you take a lot out of this. I know we all have moments where we feel down and we feel upset about ourselves and our bodies, so just remember that you are loved and that you need to accept yourself like you accept everybody else. All right? As always, folks, keep it trancy, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.